All right, so John 3:16, I was thinking about, I wanted to say something about that related to our trip, but I also wanted to say something about John 3:16 also. I was studying it a while back, and when I was looking at each particular word through that verse, John 3:16, the word world really kind of stuck out to me, and I really started digging down into that. And one of the definitions for the word world in there is the word system. The word system is in there. And so basically the verses say, so God so loved his system that he gave his only begotten son. And so I started looking at that, the word system. It does mean order, it means arrangement, structure, it means method, process, it means design, and it also means plan. So all those are synonyms of this word system. And so I was trying to figure out what system would it be that God loves so much that he gave his only begotten son? Well, of course, it's mankind. And how does that play into a system? Well, back in Genesis, right, chapter 2, verses 18 through 25, it talks about the system. It talks about one man, one woman when he's created, and all the different stuff that's going on that you read about in Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, that stuff, that's not part of his system. He flooded the earth because people were not following his system. I try to think of an example on how I can kind of relate that, and so out here in the parking lot, there's a lot of vehicles out here, and this would apply to any of them. I do know that there's one big old F-350 out there, so I'll talk about that one just because it's kind of a cool truck. And so that truck has a big engine, right? That truck has a big engine. That when the Ford created that vehicle, all their engineers designed everything and made everything just perfect. Well, that truck wouldn't perform very well if it didn't have a transmission also, right? So same thing, these engineers, these smart people, they figured out what does it take to make this transmission functional, but then they had to put these two together and they had to line up just right, and all the gears and the computers had to talk right and everything. And once these engineers designed this, it's a great running vehicle, smooth running, everything works just the way it's supposed to, and so forth like that. So what would happen if that F-350, instead of having an engine transmission, had two engines? It ain't gonna work right. Or what if it had two transmissions? It ain't gonna work right, right? Because that's not the way the designer made the vehicle. So someone chop shop out there could probably do it. They could probably cut out the engine and put a transmission in there, just make it sit there. But that vehicle would just sit there. That vehicle would not perform the way it was designed to perform if it didn't have that engine and transmission, if it had two of each. So over time, it would just sit there, that would wither and go away. But what it would have to do, would have to have, just like the designer intended it, in order for it to serve its proper purpose. And that's the same thing in God's plan. One man, one woman, that's his plan, that's what he designed, and anything else, it's just not gonna work. It's not gonna fulfill God's plan for his system or his design. Oh, by the way, that engine, identified as a transmission, right? It couldn't go, that engine cannot just go to the transmission shop and get serviced, because it's not the right thing, right? You'd still have to go to the garage to get service. So fast forward into the New Testament. Let's see. So to tie this into our trip, in Mark 16:15 is the famous verse, the go ye, right? God does want everybody to go. He does want people to go spread the gospel, because that's part of his system also, is spreading the gospel so that everybody can get saved is his plan. Now, I also realize, especially on this trip, and of course I've noticed for a year, not everybody is called to be a pastor of a church or called to be a missionary. But everybody can support that. one way or another and still fulfill your obligation as far as going. Quick military story. Whenever we go to combat, you have your big three that's in the Army. You have the infantry, the artillery, and the engineers. And I wish Brother Don was here because he's part of the big three. And those are all what they call the combat forces that go forward. And I heard somebody say they're in the trenches, right? They're the ones getting the work done and everything. When they first hit the ground and they take off, they all have 3 days worth of supplies, food, water, that they carry with them. 3 days worth of supplies and the ammo. And then at that point, they are expecting to be resupplied. Okay. Well, those ones going forward, those could be related to as your pastors, your missionaries, people who are going off, the teachers in the classrooms, the guys who are building things for some of the church members out there, right? But it doesn't take very long if they didn't have all the support elements behind them, shoving all the resupplies to them, all new food and water, new ammo, anything that they need to go forward. We couldn't survive more than 3 days without that. And so I just want to say that just because you don't think that you're called to be a pastor or a missionary and so forth, we can still go spread the gospel. We can go soul winning. If you don't like to talk to people, you can just hand out tracts, right? We just do the sowing, let God do the growing, right? So we'll just get that put out there. And then why is that so important, in my opinion, to part of God's system, part of God's plan? That is because everybody in or on the planet one day will stand before one of two chairs. If you're a Christian, if you're a saved Christian, you're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and you're going to give an account of what did you do for Christ in our lives. What did you do good for him? If you're not saved, then you will stand before the great white throne of judgment. Okay, and then you're going to have to give an account for why did you not accept my son, right? So one of those two chairs, everybody's going to stand in front of. And I actually taught that lesson to the 12th graders while we're down there. And it's just so clear and it's so important that choose the chair wisely now while you have a chance. Because just like on the ark, once that door closes, God closes that door. Noah didn't do it. It doesn't open up again. It doesn't open again. So that's how I just want to tie everything together. Hope that was fun. Hope that was a good lesson. But we'll go ahead and close out in a word of prayer and then a couple of announcements, an offering, and then we'll be dismissed. All right? So just go ahead and close in a word of prayer. Dear Lord, I just thank you.